might be an oversight. I don't remember ever hearing it. At least I didn't make a mental note of it happening on 48412. I thought it was only happening on the private node with Hoyt and Echolink and stuff. And I wanted it on for, you know, for, I guess you could say, diagnostic purposes, but I wanted a spot where I could, where I had that on. But I did not realize it was on the 48412. I did not think it was. I'll double check that, but it was specifically not turned off. I didn't specifically, you know, I think it comes by default on. I just never wanted it off on that. I turned it off immediately on the repeaters and all that stuff, of course, but on the private node, I left it on, on the private node. So I will look into it.
Use the dying version. That's my idea. So if you execute a command, it responds, but yeah. All right. I got these two boxes, wise boxes. I'm going to go put the ham on the smoker, and then we're going to head to the repeater site.